The following is an audio recording of Conservative Lies About Drugs, published January 26, 2022, by the drug war philosopher on abolishthedea.com.
Conservatives like to pretend that the drug war is a war on hedonism and irresponsibility, but they can only do this by cherry-picking the evidence, which is to say by citing historically unrepresentative anecdotes from the last 50 years of life in a capitalist economy. The fact is that so-called drug use, i.e., the use of substances of which American politicians disapprove, has inspired entire philosophies. The ontology of William James would have been very different indeed had he not partaken of nitrous oxide, an experience which proved to his satisfaction that there are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in our philosophy. There is also strong circumstantial evidence that Plato partook of the psychedelic Kikian at Eleusis and that this experience inspired his views of the afterlife. We know as well that coca was considered divine, if not a deity, by the Peruvian Indians and that the entire Vedic religion was inspired by the psychoactive effects of a plant, and or, fungi. In light of this almost completely ignored backstory, we can conclude that drug prohibition is not simply a violation of the rights of hedonists, as conservatives maintain, but rather it is a government-imposed prohibition against human advancement in general, saying in effect, the world as we know it is good enough for us, and it is forbidden for us to learn more about ultimate reality. As such, the drug war is not simply a worthy attempt that has failed, but it is rather a pernicious and misguided attempt that had no right to succeed in the first place, least of all in a democratic country that purports to value education and freedom of inquiry. Conservatives have been empowered by the silence of drug war critics on topics like these, their polemics getting more hyperbolic with every passing year, to the point where, in 2019, Marcy Hamilton of Child USA wrote an op-ed piece in which she referred to drug users as child abusers. Yes, child abusers. So, let me get this straight, Marcy. William James was the moral equivalent of a child abuser, as was Plato, as were the Inca, as were the first Hindus. And I suppose we should throw in the drug-using H.G. Wells and Jules Verne and Benjamin Franklin while we're at it. No, Marcy. The real villain of the piece is the drug warrior, who teaches kids to fear psychoactive substances rather than to understand them, thereby placing those kids in harm's way. Conservatives like Florida Senator Paula Dawkins, who calls for the banning of books that are honest about drugs, starting with Andrew Wiles, From Chocolate to Morphine. She wants to scare kids, not to educate them, not to teach them how to stay safe in a world where, like it or not, Marcy, psychoactive medicine grows all around us. Let's never put Marcy in charge of rollerblade education. She would publicize the dangers of rollerblading on primetime public service announcements while refusing to tell kids how to use rollerblades safely. Why not? Oh, because that would encourage rollerblade use, don't you see? And then when kids start dying in rollerblade accidents, Marcy would declare triumphantly, you see. Rollerblading is every bit as evil as I said it was. But if we must throw around hyperbolic charges, then permit me to call Marcy a child abuser for failing to educate kids properly about the world around them, preferring to scare them instead, all because of her fanatical adherence to the drug-hating doctrines of Mary Baker Eddy, which is a hypocritical adherence, by the way, since Marcy is not about to level the charge of child abuse against topers and chimney pots, despite the fact that drinking and smoking kill 100,000 Americans a year. A figure that dwarfs the number that are killed by the substances that Marcy tells her kids to fear. And Marcy's crime is only compounded by the fact that her stance on drugs turns true philosophy into a government-banned activity.
You have been listening to an essay entitled Conservative Lies About Drugs, published January 26, 2022, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit the drug war philosopher at abolishthedea.com.